you want it, if you want it, you can take a tawny. I'll give you the cake, if you want it, if you want it, you can take a tawny.
You're tuned into WONY 90.9 on the Onset. Red Dragon Radio. Thanks for listening. Keep it locked. This is Power Radio.
For my interview, I decided to make my topic about senior year in college, as well as how it's been affected due to the pandemic.
So now that I am a senior in college, I would tell my freshman self to eat healthy, go to sleep at normal times.
When you have a roommate that you don't like, you have to make the best of it. Instead of try to burn bridges, you got to try to fix them and be friendly with them.
To join more clubs and make friends. That way I add more to add to my resume.
Don't pick the school just for the name of it and for the prestige that it is. Rather, to make yourself happier and be with your own friends. So I definitely would have started out at Oneonta to begin with.
I think it's super important to look for and take classes that you enjoy. After Oneonta, I actually transferred to UAlbany. So I'm currently taking classes that I love. And I think they teach me more than just the core information that most colleges offer.
I wouldn't change anything in the last 4 years because things happened for a reason and I was supposed to do the things that I did and meet the people I met.
I would change the amount of effort I put into my classes and I would have tried harder to get a better grade so my GPA would be higher.
It would be to stay as a adolescent education major instead of switching to sport management and changing my degree for like the fifth time.
Due to the pandemic, I would say that there is a lot of changes in college life, and it's a lot of adjusting for everyone.
It's been rough. I'm student teaching right now, and I'm completely all online. When the past 3.5 years, I was training to be in-person student teaching.
Since the pandemic, I appreciate face-to-face classes more. As much as I hated waking up early and having to sit in the classroom, I learned better that way. Learning through a screen is a whole different experience from sitting in a classroom. There are so many distractions at home, and I always feel behind on assignments.
Definitely the social aspect. While taking online classes has not affected me in a negative way, the best part of college is getting to meet new people and experiencing different social clubs, sports, and anything that sparks your interest. If there are new social opportunities available at your school, take advantage of those because they are few and far in between now, especially in the COVID era.
This is my first semester back full-time, and having this ability to work and study on my own time and with my own schedule, I definitely enjoy and understand the content a lot more.
The people I ask questions to are named Jesse, Adam, Melanie, Gary, and Amanda. From this interview, we could take away the fact that these students enjoyed their years of college even after COVID changed parts of their overall experiences.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, March 25th, women's lacrosse plays Morrisville at the Red Dragon Field at 4 p.m. Also at 4 p.m., men's lacrosse plays Geneseo at the All-College Field. On Thursday, March 26th, the softball team plays RPI at Red Dragon Softball Field at 3 p.m. Also on Thursday, the first showing of The Shape of Things is happening at 7:30 in the Hamblin Theater. More showings are also happening on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Tickets are available online or at the ticket booth in Fine Arts. On Friday, March 27th, the Art Department, in collaboration with the galleries, is hosting an art-focused career day from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. All current students and recent graduates are invited to attend and learn more about networking, career building, and have an opportunity to ask professional developmental questions. This event will be hosted in the Martin Mullen Gallery and the Computer Lab, Room 321 in Fine Arts. On Saturday, March 28th, men's lacrosse plays Potsdam at the Red Dragon Field at 1 p.m. Also happening at 1, the baseball team plays Brockport at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. On Sunday, March 29th, join WONI for our general body meeting happening in Fitzell Hall, room 303 at 3 p.m. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to Julian's Jams. I'm Julian, and today I wanted to try something a little bit different than what I usually do. I usually just play, you know, songs like, you know, in a kind of like a not sequenced order, sequenced, but not not in an album together. And today I wanted to play some full albums so that, you know, people can get that whole experience. And I was thinking about what I wanted to play, and honestly, it's been pretty nice out, and I've been feeling, you know, pretty, like, pretty happy about that, honestly, you know, it being better than it has been. So I was thinking about playing some happier things, some more chill stuff, and I found this album that I thought was really cool called Dream OS by Azealia. And it's like a, you know, a chill kind of EDM lo-fi album, and it reminds me a lot of, I don't know if you guys know the term liminal spaces, but it gives kind of that nostalgic energy that, you know, other electronic music, you know, doesn't really bring. So I wanted to share that and, you know, play that whole album for you guys. And, you know, hopefully you enjoy. So, yeah, thank you, everyone. We'll be right back. So that was the beginning of DreamOS. Let me know if you guys can spot any of those samples in there. There's a lot of really cool samples in those songs that are, you know, from, you know, a long time ago. So it's nostalgic. The next album I'm going to play is Tape 2000 by Boy 2000, which, you know, is another kind of nostalgic tape. And I, you know, I really like it as well. And I hope that you guys enjoy it as well. It's about 40 minutes, I think. And then after that, I'm going to play some special stuff. And I think hopefully you guys will know what I play after that. I mean, if you don't, then I don't know. next is Boy 2000, Tape 2000. Hope you guys enjoy.
That light, I think it's trying to show me something. What's this place? I don't think I'm dreaming here. Where am I? We'll be right back.
I'm not going to die. I'm alive. They have to do the same. Watch.
So yeah, that was Boy 2000, and some cool fun facts about him is that, like, no one really knows who he is, so he doesn't have, a very large presence on the internet, besides, you know, a couple things that we know about him, but he's pretty unknown, so that's pretty cool, and he blew up kind of naturally through SoundCloud and those kind of things, so I think that's pretty cool. So next up we have some C418, who, if you don't know, is the main composer of the Minecraft soundtrack. So obviously Minecraft is an incredibly popular video game, I think the most popular video game of all time. So he makes the music for that, and it's pretty incredible if you haven't listened to it just by itself. You know, some of the best music, you know, in a long time. So I'm going to be playing some of that, and then we're going to be moving on to some other stuff. But I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you. So yeah, that was C418 with his Minecraft music. And what's actually really crazy about that is that album actually just got added to the Library of Congress, like National Recording Registry or something, because it's considered that culturally relevant and stuff. So it's being preserved, which I think is important, because I think it's one of the most popular ambient albums of all time, and you know, it's amazing. So I think I'm going to be moving on to some other stuff to kind of, you know, bring the vibe up a little bit. We're going to start with Stateside. You may know this song, Stateside, with Zara Larsson. And she's actually coming here. That's fun fact, I don't know if you know, but yeah, Zara Larsson is coming here. So yeah, tune in. Stay locked.
I'm freezing outside, my skin tight, my heart is inside. Oh, I look up at you, I treat your pain right. Oh, we're not in tonight. Tell me, when's the next time I'll run into you? It feels insane, right? I'll take the same flight, way at your bedside. I'll land right next to you, I'm going stateside. But I'll see you tonight. Tell me, how does a girl like me get into you? You're taking my control. Never been abroad before, but I'm knocking through your door. But you're nice, so I stay. Never met a British girl, you say. No one treats me this way. All the boys out here the same. What can I say? What can I do? I'm trying to be the girl that you're talking to.
Up with me. Met a Swedish girl, you say. No one treats me this way. Are all boys out here the same?
We've lost dancing. This year we've had to lose our space. We've lost. We've lost dancing. All these things that we took for granted. We've lost dancing.
Thank you.
had to lose, our space we've lost dancing. We've lost the hugs with friends and people that we loved, all these things that we took for granted. We've lost dancing. This next 6 months, we've lost dancing. Day by day, we've lost dancing. If I can live through this, we've lost dancing. What comes next will be marvelous.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Julian's Jams. That was the end of my show. I hope you guys enjoyed. I just ended it off with some of the Help and Fred again. And yeah, I hope everyone has a, you know, good rest of their day and you know, enjoys the great weather that we have. I certainly am. So yeah, keep it locked, guys.
What be this blue whale they be nattering about?
It's an old bar. Thee being the sippy sailing?
Arr, set sail for the sippy sailing. We shall plunder and loot all station IDs. Arr.
You're listening to 90.9 WONY Oneonta. Keep it locked.
The Student Association and the BART team want to remind you, just because you have the right doesn't mean it's right. Yik Yak allows you to post anonymously, but that doesn't give you permission to spread hate or harmful content. If you come